Praise be Jesus and Mary,
now and forever.
In today's gospel, our Lord, among other things, asks us to pay attention and to be careful about seeking approval from others. Seeking approval isn't itself a bad thing, but Jesus wants us to seek approval from him, first and foremost. One area where the scribes and Pharisees missed the mark is that everything that they did was done to earn the applause and the praise of those around them. Our Lord says, all their works are performed to be seen by others, Matthew 23, verse 5. If you remember, that's also what we heard in the Gospel on Ash Wednesday, taken from Matthew chapter 6, when Jesus said that even doing good things like praying and fasting and doing works of mercy, those things need to be done for the right reasons. They need to be done to please the Lord, first of all, not because we want others to be impressed with us. Pleasing others, per se, even that isn't a bad thing either, but one, it can't be done at the expense of displeasing God, so I don't do something to please someone if doing that is going to offend God in any way. Also, two, the reason that I please others or do good to them should be for a supernatural motive. And why is that? Because if I do it for that reason, the Lord promises that he will reward me, and God's rewards are greater and they're more beautiful than anything that anyone else can give us, for that matter. If we live for the approval of other people, if we're constantly craving love and attention from others, and we're setting ourselves up for a roller coaster ride of ups and downs and disappointments that really God doesn't want for us. And that's not how he's called us to live. Craving others' approval can happen, for example, if we come from a dysfunctional family background where we didn't receive unconditional love, or where we didn't feel safe or secure or even significant. And thinking about that, I was recently reading about the famous actor Charlie Chaplin. He came from a very difficult home. He hardly ever saw his father, and his mom and dad were estranged when he was about 2 years old. His mother was actually admitted permanently to an asylum when Charlie was still young. Plus, he was in and out of schools for destitute and poor children until he finally quit school when he was about 13. He did find that he had a talent in something. He was a good actor, and so he put his whole soul and his whole heart into that, and he became a huge success with his persona, the Tramp. Some of us probably don't even know what that is, those of us who are younger, but the older people probably know a little bit about that. Yes, with Charlie Chaplin's persona, he became actually the biggest name of the silent movie era. He was literally world famous by the end of World War I. People were dressing up like him at parties, and they even sold dolls and memorabilia of his Tramp outfit. He was filthy rich by the time he was in his late 20s. And yet, one thing you notice when you read about Charlie Chaplin was that, among other things, he was a rigorous perfectionist. He exercised complete control over his movies. He would take longer to film them than anyone else at his time, any other filmmaker. He would shoot and reshoot scenes up to 50 times until they were actually perfect by his standards. In one of his films, City Lights, Chaplin admitted to working himself, quote, into a neurotic state of wanting perfection. He said those were his own words. His work literally would consume him, and it would take precedence over everything else in his life. And even one of his sons said that if his father could, he would have played every single character in every film and every role and sewn every costume, too. He wanted complete control of everything. And when his films weren't well received, you know what happened? He would just be completely devastated by that, completely devastated. You read that and you read other details about his life, and the picture emerges of someone who was always doing that. He was always seeking the approval of others and seeking a sense of significance in how well he performed. And why was that? Well, most likely because he didn't receive those things growing up. Some people are always trying to fill the void of their heart in a wrong way. In fact, what is perfectionism, as we've talked about before? It's performance-based acceptance. It's the belief that if I'm perfect, at least in one area of my life, then I'll be able to accept myself, and then maybe others will accept me as well. I must be successful before I can accept myself, they'll think. And perfectionists can be very hard on themselves, and they can be hard on others as well, as Chaplin was with those who worked for him. The fear of failure can be so high for perfectionists that it actually causes them problems in relating to other people. Why? Because failure for them equals rejection, and they fear that above all else. And perfectionists are often very driven also to do whatever they think it takes to be accepted and valued and loved. Chaplin was eventually banned from the U.S. in the 1950s because of his political views. He was later let back in 20 years later in 1972. They gave him an Academy Award and an honors ceremony, and at the ceremony, he received a 12-minute standing ovation, which was actually the longest ever at the Academy Awards. He died 5 years later, Christmas 1977, December 25th. Why do we say all that? Charlie Chaplin wasn't a saint, so why do we give a little biography of him this morning? Well, we share that as an example of the fact that some people will do whatever they think it takes in order to win people's praises, and they do so because there's a hole or there's a wound or an emptiness inside of them, and they still haven't learned to turn to the Lord to help them fill that emptiness. Either they try to find their security and their identity in rituals or external observances, like the Pharisees did, or they try to find it in performing perfectly, like the Charlie Chaplins of the world do, or they try to find it in things like unhealthy relationships and unhealthy activities, as so many other people do in this life. Jesus wants us to find our identity in Him. He wants us to turn to Him to meet the needs of our heart. He wants us to model for others that there's a better way to live. And the better way to live is to aim at pleasing the Lord, to aim at receiving our applause and our praise from Him. We know God already loves us unconditionally, and He thinks very highly of us. We're very important to Him. He just wants us to refocus ourselves and all of our energies. Sometimes we need to refocus them. We need to focus them on Him instead of trying to please others. Let's also pray for the repose of the soul of Charlie Chaplin, and let's also ask Our Lady to pray for all those who do seek the approval of others instead of seeking God's approval. Pray that she may grant them, that she may grant us, the grace of conversion. And we'll try to take to heart the words of the apostle when he says in Galatians 1 verse 10, he says, "If I were still trying to please men or to please other people, then I would not be a servant of Christ," says St. Paul. We need to take that to heart. Aim at pleasing God, and He'll take care of everything else. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Amen.